David Knapp, the AC Beechcroft, 23rd of the 2nd, 2021. He won't pick up the phone.
Hello, Knapp.
Hello, is that David Knapp?
Speaking.
Hello, it's Mr. Cordell. I've been trying to get hold of you by phone so we can have a conversation in regards to the claim that I want to put through, and this has been very hard to get hold of.
I've been waiting for confirmation as to the nature of the claim before we can have a discussion.
Your confirmation of the claim, I'm happy to explain that on the phone. I've explained that I have writing difficulties and what's not, and I explained where you can go in my website to check that with Tulip, and that I had people help me where I was tongue-tied and stuff. So obviously I've gave you good reason and to understand the difficulties that I'm having in doing what you have asked of me, and that through coronavirus, and that you had problems even getting a message across to me, let alone me getting care workers to go over this case so that they can email you everything that you're requesting. I've directed you to a rough, in previous recordings that I've recorded when I left a message on your machine, and in the emails I did direct you to my server and to a document of claim that I had made. I do have another one that you can go to now if you choose to. It's not fully prepared yet. But something like this will never be fully repaired because of the size of it, the magnitude of it. Do you know, like, just here now, I've printed off all the files for the first time and all of the emails that went across between me and the council and the other governing bodies, and basically every time I just print it off on my printer and use ink, and that's at the cheapest prices of like £15 a reel or 500 pieces of paper, double-sided my printer prints on, it's costing me £75, you know, like, just to do that. And in a computer, the documents have been, the malicious process of what they've actually done and the amount of paperwork that and applications that they served on me without no fair investigation on my side or ever sitting down, not one person in all these years has ever sat down with me from the council or from your departments or from anywhere else and talked to me. No one has ever took a statement off of me in there, no matter how many times I requested it through the police to be done, through the council to be done. And the only person that has wrote to the council was my mother, and my mother doesn't live with me, as I explained in the emails previously. Do you know, like, it just to give print off 10 copies so I can give you a copy, can give that person a copy, that person a copy. Do you know, that's going to cost me, just for 10 copies, about £750, £800. I'm living on the lowest rate benefit. I won't accept disability because before this happened to me, I was able to work and go to work and earn a fair living. And before this happened to me, I could live a fair standard in my house. Like, due to you prolonging the situation, I'm still sitting in the same flat that a judge ordered that I must be transferred out of as an emergency application. And the council prolonged it even though all the forms were done and they were in the court when the judge said it, and they've left me in here with the same people attacking me and or other people that they've let move in that have joined the rest of them that attack me. I can't even go to sleep in my own house, do you know, let alone sit here doing defence work. If I try to write defence work in my house now, my neighbours know that I'm complaining about them and that I've wrote a serious document that proves everything, and I've got lots of video evidence, and they're attacking me continuously. I can send you videos of the last week of what I've had to go through in my flat, and I've got no time for I can't sleep. When I'm sitting on my computer, I'm getting attacked, you know. So I think, like, it's a bit unfair with what's going on. I think that someone should pay due diligence in regards to these issues, and they should overview the case with an integrity to which it deserves and the respect that I deserve, do you know. And
Enfield, you know, in the South Tyne.
Well, do you know, I'm not a company that's accepting money off of Enfield to be my client, and you are. So if you feel that you're overworked or overpressured because of what they've caused, you need to speak to them about that, or you need to speak to your line manager, and you need to call in extra staff to handle this case. The paperwork exists, the evidence is hardcore evidence that is submittable in any court of law in the UK, and you should treat it as such. Do you know, you shouldn't be diminishing it because you feel that you're understaffed or that you're overpowered by other jobs that you're obliged to commit yourself to when you are accepting the money off the council. Okay. At the end of the day, I have wrote another document, a letter of claim. I did direct you to server one and to the link to that in the website, and I can give you the link to horrificcorruption.com again, and under Simon's cases, the case files are there. You can press print and print them out yourselves if you would like, and I think that I deserve that much respect off of your company, do you know, and off yourselves committed to what you're mandated to set out to achieve, do you know. I think you should print them off and maybe go through them. If it's too much because of the size of the documents, you need to speak to, as we've just explained. I don't think you should be saying, well, you're not prepared to go to my website, but you're prepared for me to send you a digital format of evidence by email. Emails and websites are the same thing. They're a digital form of information, and under the 1996 Act of Investigatory Powers, you're obliged to accept this information. And every time I have made a complaint to the council, it hasn't been by writing, it's been verbally done. By law, I'm allowed to verbally explain a complaint down the phone. As you understand, the 999 call centre is based upon that produce, that I can phone them up.
Yeah, you're entitled to make a complaint verbally with regard to council procedures or what you perceive them to have done wrong, but what you're not entitled to do is make a claim for compensation in verbally. It has to be put forward in the correct format, which is through you writing to me.
But so I have done that. I've directed you to web links where the letters exist. I explained to you probable cause for me not to be allowed. An email isn't sufficient, like Yahoo and MSN. The amount of information that you can put into that, into one email, but the amount that's here now covering the years that I'm claiming for, it means that I'm going to have to send you at least 50, 100 more than that, 100 emails plus, yeah, just to do this one section.
Just reduce it down to a concise letter. You know, I'm sure you could probably put a chronology together and then say precisely what you're complaining about, and it shouldn't be any more than 10 pages.
I think that you're mistaken there, by it wouldn't be any more than 10 pages. There is no way, and I think the general public and any court of law would accept that once they see the documents here and how large they are over the years and the different aspects that are put towards this complaint. I think that you'd be mistaken to think it would just be a 10-letter page. That wouldn't even, you couldn't even make a summary on 10 pages explaining the pain and the sufferings that I've been put through, and the neglect and the criminal intentions. I'm at a stage now where I thought that Enfield Council understand that there's a lot of criminal aspect to what's gone wrong here, and they understand the laws and the years that them criminal activities have behind them. So, like, for instance, Lemmy himself, I think it's very easy with me understanding the law the way I do and to point out with the evidence that I've got enough to get Lemmy, who worked for Enfield Council, at least 25 years in prison or more, yeah, and the same for the majority of their staff. Now, I thought that at the end of the day, rather than print these copies off, because the second that COVID is over, maybe around Marches, I intend to take the copies that I've printed off for the first time and bring them to the police station, and I'm going to prosecute with criminal law against them all, because there's been no fair treatment from yourselves on this side in understanding. Well, you, if you spoke to your clients might directly not tell you that something's gone, that they've caused these things and done that, but if you go to my website and just scroll through it or listen to some of the previous recordings where I have made verbal complaints to the council and the neglect and the malicious process just in the size of the documents and that, it's very easy for you, a trained solicitor, to see that and to understand that they wouldn't have a leg to stand on in court, and that there is a high likelihood of them all serving custodial sentences, and that you are set out to protect your clients, not from a prison, from inside their office. They want to continue to work in the offices. I was happy to negotiate, and I feel that the way that you're leaning on me to rewrite all of this again, put in an email, send it to you, you're leaving me no other option other than to go to the police station and to actually start criminal proceedings against them all. And I will win in the court.
If that's what you feel, you're going to have to follow that line of approach. I can't do anything about it, because, as I say, I'm sorry, but I do have to insist on receiving a proper email from you.
I have, sir. I have gave you server1.org, and I sent you to the link to where I'd started writing that document. I can. Since then, I've updated the document. I've not been updating it at that same location, but I can give you the link right now. For example, if I just click on here, this is a start. And what I think you should pay attention to, maybe, like you was talking to me about the Time Limitation Act. The council's been trying to say that I was crazy about it never being proved by a doctor. I've never been diagnosed as mentally ill or anything. But just under the UK laws and jurisdiction, it says that. I've noticed some notes down in my document which explains the points of law, which obviously give me the right for there to be no time limitation. Fraud alone itself says that there is no time limitation for as long as the people deny it. Do you know? I think that maybe reading some of them things which about the time limitation, because you wrote to me about them and said you think that might be a problem in my case, about me being able to act legally litigant for myself. Also, in the document name that I'm going to give you now, I've not fully completed it, as I've explained, because of filling the information into it is quite consuming on my time, and I, as much as I put into it, it's still asking for more information to go into it. But at the bottom of it, I've put the headers inside of it, which I class as the headers, which is like all the sub, every email that was sent by my mother, by the council, the subject when you write an email, I class that as the header, which is just a note to what the email's about and it's stuff. So in my the letter of claim that I'm going to give to you now, my start of my letter of my claim, there's lots of links there which are the different companies that I'm able to sue at the present time because of what's happened to me and what they've caused. But below all of the links, some of the bottom links is called the headers, as I was just explaining, and it's got every email that went across to the council and back to myself, all in date order there. So you can click on headers 2012, headers 2013, then you can go to horrific corruption, and under Simon's case, under diary one is where the actual documents are, so you can use them headers now and you can go there. Also, in the letter that I'm going to give you, I've gave you all of the links so you can download all of the audio that's happened between me and the council, and a link inside of it to your email. So basically, do you have a pen handy for one second?
I'm not going to your website.
I'm not asking you to go to my website. This is the email that I'm sending you, and the email is the letter that I'm sending you, and it's not in my website. And if you choose not to go to my website, I will hold that point up in court that you have prolonged my claim and that you have acted malicious in understanding that I have gave you a place where you can go. You're accepting an email, and that is a digital form of information, the same as my website is, and you have no right in saying, okay, well, I'm only going to do this, and I won't even overview the case here, or I won't accept any evidence that you're serving me in a similar format. Do you know, I don't think it's right. I don't think that you would stand too well in a court of law when I play back all the recordings and show the emails. Okay, we can beg to differ, but we'll put that to the test then. Do you know? And I think the general public would agree with me as well. Server one is the link. SERVERONE, so server one, it's not the number one, it's spelt number one. server1.hopto.org, hopto.org, and then it's / claim with a capital C, percentage sign 20, then example with a capital E. So that's server1.hopto.org / claim, percentage sign 20, example. But claim and example are both capitals at the beginning. And if you look at some of the links at the top of it, inside that document, there's one called audio files. If you click on the audio files link, there's an index stuff, which is in there, there's a main file in index stuff. It's called main. If you click on that, that'll give you a list of all of the audio that's been recorded that's gone across, which is pretty much all of it, and you can see that in date order in index stuff. Just below that is a file called just a couple of emails should not be in this file, and if you click on that, that's the emails between me and yourself and 2020 and 2021's emails. Just a couple of them are in there, which put my claim together slightly. Then the rest of it is all audio that you can actually use the index stuff main file to go through yourself. And the DAC Beechcroft stuff's in there, recordings, the QBE, and so is Aspen, and so is all the K insurance. So K for Enfield Council, who was the case handler for the insurance department. So server1.hop2.org/audio%20file, and then you can click on the audio files index stuff. There's a file called main, which is the management system for it basically, and then there's some just a couple of emails, which is mine and your emails and that, and a few others. Then below that I start to put the claim letter together. The laws that I'm going to be claiming against are like false imprisonment, data protection act, defamation of character and slander, and stuff like that, which I've listed clearly in there. I've listed some of my sufferings, what I've lost, what I'm claiming for, loss of earnings, my future loss of earnings, medical treatment, future medical treatment, and my expenses for going to all the court cases that I've already won in court, gross misconduct, negligence and stuff like that. Then I've started to put, I've basically took the headers that are at the bottom of it all, at the bottom of that letter, and I'm going to separate them into departments. So every email that the council sent, I'm going to show you the emails for them dates, and so you don't have to look at the whole lot in date order and everyone else that's involved that might not be relevant to yourself, as they're not your clients. So I'm going to take just your clients' ones out, and I'm going to put them into an order in the top links for yourself, so it's a bit easier for you to manage. And I'm going to an example, I've put an example of the ASBO, which I had to ride 8 years of my life for without ever getting arrested, and there's links in that at the bottom of that that take you to my website. You're saying you're not prepared to use the website. I feel if you're not prepared to use the website, maybe you should get somebody in the department that will be prepared to use it and treat me with some respect and what's happened to me. I'm the victim here, do you know, throughout all of this. So I don't see why your company and you and the way that you manage stuff should make me suffer any more than what I've already suffered. Hello?
I agree with that. I've got to go now because I've got a meeting at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
That's on the video link. I've got to prepare for that. Obviously, I'll go and have a look at. If you're sending it to me, the link, I'll have a look at it and I'll take it from there.
I'll appreciate that. Thank you. I don't mean to get off on the wrong foot, David, but I've been through a lot of stuff already, do you know? Like, I suspect you're a great person, do you know? Like, I've read some of your work and looked at you and your picture and what's not, do you know? That sort of thing. Like, I think that you've done your degrees, you've done your work and everything, and that's why people would like to hire you, do you know? So I'd like to see that shine from you in for the right reasons, not because of you're trying to help people or the wrong people get away with stuff, do you know? Well, I hope you have a good day. I hope you have a good meeting and what's not, and I suspect we'll be in contact shortly. As you can see, the size of the problem and how hard it is for me to get it together, but I am trying my best. Okay.
Okay, no, I understand
that,
man. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Have a good day. Goodbye. David Knapp, 1456 on the 23rd of the 2nd, 2021.